any boundaries. And this is the essence of one word of Torah. This is Emunas Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm not saying any chidusha. And this is what it means, Eilu Dvarim She'ein Lehem Shur. Salma Torah, there is no measure that creates the greatness of Torah. And it's extremely important for us to know. Many times, when it comes to 5 minutes of learning, or sometimes you have to, want to go out, and your wife says, yeah, anyways, you missed the shiur today. 10 minutes. Anyways, you make it up tomorrow. This bitul, we don't know what greatness we are just shoving away. Now, tefillah also has in itself this important message. The greatness of tefillah has no shear. We think, many of us sitting here say to ourselves, Tehillim, if I would have time, like that Rebbetzin, to say Tehillim at least once a month, say the whole Tehillim, that's, we call in Hebrew, achaticha ruya l'skabet. That's a piece that's honorable for a king. But once in a while, when you have a few minutes, say a kapitel Tehillim. If I could daven shachris mincha amarev, consecutively with kavona, where I should, that's tefillah. Once in a while, to give a krecht. Tefillah has no shear. Tefillah has no shear. Tefillah, in the language of Chazal, is called, language of Pasuk, is called Charbi v'kashti. My sword and my bow. Tefillah is a sword and a bow. We will soon explain why, which part of tefillah is the sword and which part is the arrow. Now, if you know how to shoot, all you need is one arrow. Chazal tell us when Cain killed Hevel, so he didn't know where he kills him from. And he took a piece of iron, and he beat him on the hand. He didn't know where the neshama goes out. He beat him all over. So therefore, he was all full of bruises until he was killed. But when someone knows, it says Avner ben Ner, when you know exactly how to aim, all you need is one shot. And in this one shot, you do the job. Tefillah, Chazal tell us that there was that great person who was a chazan and he was davening very short. And they asked the Rebbe, why is he so short? And he says, is he? And the Rebbe said, is he davening shorter than Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kael no refo no loy, such short words. Kael no refo no lo. Now, again, there is a greatness in lengthy tefillah, but there is a very special greatness in short tefillah. Because short tefillah means when you take a tefillah and you know who you're talking to and you know what you want and you know Hashem is listening and you just say it, that is the greatness and the beauty of tefillah. That is the beauty of tefillah. If you notice in our tefillah, in our Shemoneh Esrei, there is nothing repetitious. Because v'choneinu hashiveinu, if you cut it with a sword, you can continue. You can continue. In a moment of davening, there is endless capacity. When a person knows how to daven, and many times we don't know how to daven, many times the situation teaches us how to daven. A word in English, in French, in Yiddish, in Ivrit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands all languages. A word of tefillah has in itself endless greatness. Just like a word of Torah has endless capacity, a word of tefillah has in itself endless greatness. Because the greatness of the word of Torah is you grasp Hashem, and that's what tefillah is. You spoke to Hashem. It's hard for me to express myself. Hashem understands one word. In Yiddish they say, Oy beres anunter, versteht er mit a wunk. If he is close, he understands with a wink. Hashem is close, all you have to say is a word. Chazal tell us, Dai lechakim b'remize. Dai lechakim b'remize. For a smart person, one word is enough. When we channel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say a word of tefillah. This is the greatness of tefillah. Now, there are two parts of tefillah. Tefillah is called tzloisi uba'usi. Tefillah and bakosha. And two great sages, the Brisker Rav and the Meir Simcha, the Arsameach, and the Meshech Chochma, say a beautiful explanation. What is the sword of tefillah and what is the arrow of tefillah? The tefillahs which we have from the Avos, Avraham tikkun tefillahs shachris, Yitzchok tikkun tefillahs mincha, Yaakov tikkun tefillahs arvis, Dovr HaMelech's Tehillim, Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle, the 120 great sages, Umehem Kama Nevi'im, the famous of them, we heard their names, was Mordechai HaTzadik, Ezra HaSofer, Nehemiah, Zerubbabel. They set up for us a siddur. A siddur. This siddur is called Tzloisi, it's called my tefillah, and it's brought in a mashal as a sword. Now a sword, the power of the sword is how sharp the sword is. It doesn't matter how much power you put into the sword. If you take a piece of iron, it's dull, you can give someone a knock, nothing's going to happen to him. If it's sharp, like a knife, if it's sharp, it cuts. Our tefillah is sharpened by Avos HaOlam. When we go to shul, or we sit at home, and we take out a tefillah shachris, it doesn't matter, of course, the more power you put in, but its essence is not measured so much of how much power, how much kavona you put in. Because when you daven shachris, you're actually fusing Avraham Avinu's koyach. This is Avraham Avinu's koyach. When you daven mincha, you're using Yitzchak Avinu's koyach. When you daven ma'ariv, this is Yankov Avinu's koyach. It's like you take a piece of iron and you throw it at a wall, and if someone put dynamite into it, it'll explode. Avraham Avinu filled our tefillahs with dynamite, within his capacity. And when a yid gets up in the morning, and Shlomo HaMelech told us, Ki Elokim b'shamayim, va'at al ha'aretz, and this is a problem, because to get from the earth to the heaven is a there's a piece of a distance. And how do we arrive to the Kisei HaKavod every morning? We take a hitch in Avraham Avinu's koyach. Avraham Avinu is called language of the Pasuk, Odim Godel Ba'anokim. Avraham Avinu was a giant. If you wonder how tall he was, we can look at his grandson. Yaakov Avinu was lying and sleeping, and he says, Ochon Yesh Elokim Mokim Hazeh Va'anoichi. Hashem is here, he saw the Kisei HaKavod, and I, the most yuknoi sheyakuf avinu, tachas Kisei HaKavod, I am also inscribed in the Kisei HaKavod. And Yaakov Avinu's feet were on the ground, and his head was, he was as tall as the ladder that he saw in his dream. So when we dive in a ma'ariv, we get a hitch on Yaakov Avinu's ladder. And Yitzchak Avinu was the same, and Avraham Avinu was the same. That was their giant. So we get up in the morning, we daven the tefillah shachris. It's like taking a plane. And you take a hitch to New York, you can dream a little bit. It's not such a good idea during shachris, but with the effort you davened. And you used the power, the dynamite of Avraham Avinu. When you daven mincha, you're using Yitzchak's greatness. When you say Tehillim, you're actually using Dovid HaMelech's greatness. When we say Tehillim for our children, we have to realize this is Dovid HaMelech saying Tehillim for us. What would I give for the Chofetz Chaim to say Tillim for my Eliyahu? What would I give for the Chofetz Chaim for Rashi to say Tillim for my children? Why don't I say Tillim? Because my eyes are dry and my heart is stone. And this is a mistake. When you say Tehillim, you're using David HaMelech's power. David HaMelech, the Rambam says, on the famous Pasuk, a Melech shouldn't have too many wives, shouldn't have too many horses, too much money. Al HaToyas HaLev Hikpid HaKosuf. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is worried about the heart of the king. Sheliboy Lev Kol Yisrael. Because the heart, the king's heart, is the heart of all the Jewish people. David Melech Yisrael, our great king is David, and he, in his heart was every cry, every yearning, every shevach, that any Jew, in any Jewish heart, could say to the end of days. David HaMelech put into his wonderful sefer called Tehillim. Because he was the heart of all Jews. Melech is Liban Kol Yisrael. When we take this sefer Tehillim, and we say Tehillim, we are using David HaMelech's power. And this is the part of Tefillah called Tefillah Tzloisi. And there's another part of Tefillah called Be'usi, my Bakosha. And this is something else completely. Over here, we face the same problem. Elokim b'shamayim va'at al ha'aretz. In many situations in our life, we come to moments of stress. When Avraham Avinu passed by in the morning, 11 o'clock in the morning, Avraham Avinu passed by already. Yitzchak Avinu didn't arrive yet. His car is not here yet. Yankov Avinu, we have a long time to wait. David HaMelech, the baby's bleeding. Sometimes the baby falls, it's bleeding. You sit there and say, till now. There's a very special tefillah called Bakosha. When a Yid is in stress, any Jew, and he cries out to Hashem at that moment, then how does he reach Hashem b'shamayim? At that moment, Chazal tells us, as I mentioned previously, the Kisi HaKovid is far from us in the expressions of Chazal, millions and millions of years of distance. When a person cries out to Hashem, Korov loy min nishmas apov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer than the breath of his nose. This tefillah, a cry of a person in trouble, a cry of feeling, this is called keshes, it's like an arrow. And the arrow depends how much power you put into the arrow, how much you pull on the bow. Over here, we don't have the power of the ovis. It's depending on the power of our heart. When a Yid cries out to Hashem, at this moment, the beauty of this tefillah, I shouldn't say in such an expression, is greater than the shacharis, the mincha, and the maariv, and the tefillin together. This is the beauty and the greatness of tefillah. When a Yid cries out to Hashem. And again, how long does it have to take this Shemin Esra? Like an arrow. If you know how to aim, all you need is one arrow. Because you'll hit the bullseye. If you get a hold of Hashem, Kaviyochel, if you talk to him, he understands one word. And again, Eliyahu Hanavi will ask, so why do you have to have such a long Shemin Esra? What do you have to say so much Tehillim for? And the answer is Baruch Hamok and Baruch Hu. Baruch Hamok and Baruch Hu, just like in Torah, every word of Torah somehow repeats all this greatness over again. Every word of Tefillah repeats all this greatness over and over again. Because that is the greatness of Tefillah. Now, I'd like to put several points about Tefillah. We know that greatness of Torah doesn't come so much, and maybe this side of the Mechitza doesn't know, but this side of the Mechitza I'm sure knows, doesn't come so much from purity of heart and from genius. It comes from training and from diligence. If you want to be a Gadol B'Torah, You have to train yourself to learn. You have to learn a lot. You have to practice. And greatness in Torah comes from a lot of practice. Of course, the purer the person's heart is, the more greatness he has within him, of course he's more adaptable to Torah. But the greatness of Torah comes through practice, through hasmada. And the same is true with tefillah. We think the greatness of tefillah comes from a very pure heart. We feel our eyes are dry because I don't have this beautiful greatness. My heart is stone. The truth is, tefillah needs training. Tefillah needs practice. We have to practice and train ourselves how to daven. When we take our siddur, we don't have a moment. This is not teaching ourselves how to daven. The first thing, practice needs time. When you want to daven, if you want to learn how to daven, it's extremely important to give ourselves time. One of the greatest tragedies of our life, I'm talking very, very bluntly, we just don't have time for our Hashem Yisbarach. We'll give him bekoshi half an hour in the morning. And this half an hour, the first 5 minutes is business, and the last 5 minutes is business. 20 minutes is enough. We don't have time for our Hashem Yisbarach. And we talk to Freya people, and we say, why don't you go learn a little bit? I don't have time. And we say to them, you have time to eat. You have time to sleep. You have time for your children. You have time for your family. You don't have time for Hashem Yisbarach. You can't give Hashem Yisbarach an hour a day. Doesn't he deserve an hour a day? I mean, Sof Kol Sof, you know, he's an essential part of your life. You believe in God. Your happiness, your family, your health. Chas v'shalom, if he gets angry, then, you know, just one little stomach ache, then you don't have time for anything. No, I don't have time. And we say, don't you have time for Hashem? We, for some reason, just don't have time for Hashem. We come in the morning, we daven, we all daven Baruch Hashem. I don't know how much the women daven. I'm not passing in shaylus how much the mechuyif to daven, but the men daven. We just don't have time for our Hashem Yisbarach. And therefore we don't know how to daven. The first thing a person has to do, if he wants to be with Hashem, he has to give Hashem time. I don't know how to express it. Derech Eretz, this is the most elementary Derech Eretz. When you go to a doctor, and he's talking to you, and he's talking to you, and he's on the phone, and he's this, and he's waiting for, and the nurse comes in, there's a patient outside, antagonizes you. Look, I'm sitting here for 10 minutes. I'm not taking all your time. Give me your 10 minutes. I think we all know in married life, this is what the wives want from the husband more than anything else. You know, when you talk to me, talk to me. When you talk to me, just talk to me. There are chagiv, it's a wonderful idea, be mechanach children also. Give your child 5 minutes of your time. We don't have time for children. We don't have time for our families. When you talk to your child, give him 5 minutes. When they're going by, you give him a spank because he did something naughty and you're on the way to the phone. Give him time. You want to spank him? Give him time. I went off the subject. We have to, how should I say it? When we come to shul, this is dveikus. The first thing, give Hashem Yisbarach time. If you daven shacharis in the morning, come 2 minutes earlier, leave 2 minutes late, and be leisure with time, and talk to Hashem. And talk to Him. Give Him time, don't be busy. Give Him your complete concentration. This is elementary derech eretz. And then you can train yourself how to daven. That's the way to train yourself how to daven. Now, by women, I think it's very important to say, everything I said discussed last minute is not ma'akiv. A woman could take a siddur in the middle of whatchamacallit, in the middle of making chalas. That's beautiful tefillah, because they really have no time. They're not mechuyev to that. Maybe they are mechuyev, I'm not saying the halacha. But the most beautiful tefillah is between diaper and diaper. By men, that's not the case. Men comes to a shul, you daven minchin home, take off these 5 minutes, but this should be precious for Hashem. And the same is true as bakosha. This art, this greatness of filling our life with tefillah, as we mentioned before in the previous lecture, we called it the kettle. This connection, working in unity with Hashem, which is supposed to dominate our complete life, this is the pure essence of tefillah. The true essence of tefillah does not have time. And there's a very beautiful hint in the Gemara of Alavai Shiyispal Adam Kol Hayoim. Alavai, we should daven all day. How can we daven all day? Because that's what tefillah is, always to be with Hashem. This is a training. This is not a greatness. When you get it, it's a greatness. You have to train yourself. When you have a problem, talk to Hashem. You don't have to speak out loud because Hashem understands quietly. Don't do things which make people look at you funny. This is not my subject now, but it's very important. Don't be different. Don't be odd. An Oved Hashem is normal. An Oved Hashem is beautiful. But it's a training. And Ashrei me, this person, who trains himself to share his life with Hashem. Again, it's not a greatness, it is a greatness, but to get it by training. When a person trains himself, and he gets used to get a knack in it, he has to climb a ladder to get something down, and the ladder is shaking. If your husband would be nearby, you'd say, "Yankel, hold the ladder." And he's not nearby, and I say to yourself, "Oi, I hope it doesn't fall." These same words, say to Hashem, "Ribono shel Olam, please, it shouldn't fall." This is the beauty of tefillah. This is the greatness of tefillah. This is a training that a person can train himself, and his whole life outlook is different. He lives with Hashem. It's a life shared with Hashem Yisbarach. And this is the true matara of tefillah. You're baking the challis, and you're saying to yourself, "I hope it comes out." The same words, you can direct it to Hashem Yisbarach. Whether it's the challah, or it's the cake, or it's the kugel, or it's the strudel, or it's the telephone that you're going to make, and you hope that that person will appreciate what you want from them, etc., etc. Whether it's shalom bayis problems, whatever it is, you open your mouth, say a word of tefillah, and you'll see how everything changes. It's a life with kedusha, with Hashem Yisbarach. It's different. It's fire with water together. It's hepton kochen. Everything is different. Tefillah, the beauty of tefillah is a training. We say tefillah, again, it's something you have to get used to. Once you get used to it, it's fleeced. It's not a greatness. It's hard for me to say it, everybody say, but those that say a lot of tefillah, it doesn't come from greatness. They trained themselves and they got used to it. Sometimes they would talk like that. And once you get it, once you get a knack of it, it goes. Same as Torah. Most masmidim, there are masmidim that are natural masmidim. Ashrei chelkom. Most masmidim train themselves. And the moment they train themselves, the life is different. Life is different. Thousands and thousands of hours of Torah you get because you trained yourself. Now, I'd like to put another few points of tefillah, and with this I will conclude. One of the very important points of tefillah, and again in parallel to Torah, is just like Torah, and this was the essence of our lecture this morning, the greatness of Torah is actually nistore nistores, is hidden from hidden. The greatness of Torah, what a person is zeicha by learning a word of Torah, this is really hanistores l'Hashem Elokeinu. It is equally important to realize that really the greatness of tefillah is hanistores l'Hashem Elokeinu. But more essential to know that no word of tefillah Just like every word of Torah takes its place in the creation. Every word of Torah we believe, we know, is put away in Hashem's bank till that day when Hashem will open up, as we described before, every word of Torah with His greatness. Every word that we say in Tefillah is put away in Hashem's bank for the right day. Many times we daven, we don't find an answer to our tefillahs. Sometimes we say Tehillim for a very sick person, and Rahman al-Islam, that person passes away. And we don't say it, but we could look back on the hours of Tehillim, we say, well, I tried, but it got spilled in the sand. Didn't work. Chas v'shalom. No word is ever spilled. Every word that we say of tefillah, and we know that, as I said before, tefillah is the neshama of the world. There are thousands of cases. I'll tell you a beautiful vort. I'm stopping in the middle with the parentheses. A beautiful vort about tzedakah. We talking about tzedakah now? Is that our subject? I'll tell you a beautiful word about tzedakah from the Dubin and Magid. And I'm almost interrupting in the middle, but it's so beautiful that I have to share it with you. Everyone is so nice to me listening, sitting and listening to my excitement. A beautiful word from the Dubin and Magid on a pusik. And I don't remember the pusik. I'll tell you the word. Dubin and Magid says there's two kinds of tzedakahs. One kind of tzedakah is when a poor person comes to your house and knocks on the door, and you give him what he needs. He says, I need this and this and this, and you give him what he needs. There's another kind of tzedakah, the poor person didn't come for a few days. And you can well imagine he didn't become too rich, probably is embarrassed. He might be sick. And you go to his house, and you go to him, and you knock on his door, and you open the door, and you find that he's sick. Or he's embarrassed to come to you, and you're worried about him. You machzer ha'osher, machzer achrei ha'oni. Dubin Mag explains the pasuk. He says, what happens, these two kinds of tzedakahs, is two kinds of tefillahs that Hashem does. Two kinds of yeshuas. The person that waits for the poor person to knock on his door, when you knock on Hashem's door, Hashem will answer you. Because midah keneged midah. Chas v'shalom, chachmonos lan, in a car accident. When someone gets hit by a car and goes into a coma, and there's no one around, and he needs tefillah, and there's no one around. And many times it's a tragedy. But that fellow, who didn't wait till the poor person knocked on his door, he went to see where the poor person is. So the Dubin says, Hashem doesn't wait for him to knock on the door, for him to daven. Whenever he's in trouble, Hashem is over there. Hashem is looking out. Where are you? Where are you? Didn't daven? Here, I'm coming to find you. I'm going to look with your problem. Beautiful word from Dubin Magid. He says it in a pasuk. I don't remember the pasuk. It's a beautiful pasuk. Ramash, a beautiful pasuk. But someone will find the pasuk for themselves in Tehillim. But many times, many situations in our life, when we're so dire need of tefillah, and we don't have a tefillah, and Hashem takes out one of those gems, one of those jewels, which we spilled on some poor, on some sick person a year ago, and we thought it was spilled on the ground, and Hashem uses it. Our children, all kinds of situations, and those tefillahs, all our tefillahs, never was there a word, is there a word spilled. And it's extremely essential to know this yesod. The pasuk says it, some rumors in pasuk. Kashayevet hageshim min hashelig min hashamayim v'shama lo yoshuv. The water has a reverse way. It goes down and it goes up. Every drop of water that comes to the earth goes back, and every drop of water that goes up, every tear that a yid sheds, brings with it bracha. We don't always know how to find the bracha on the spot. And sometimes we say Hashem is angry at us. Hashem puts these jewels in his safe and takes it out in the right time in the right moment when we need it. But every word of tefillah we say, whether it's kavana or bli kavana, every word has the capacities of tefillah. Now, I think I'll cut short here, Bezer Hashem. I just will end as I began. Just like Torah is the Avish and Hashem Atluyaboy in our world, Tefillah is the Avish and Hashem Atluyaboy. Tefillah is the Yisayid and the essence of our life. Our children are born way in the beginning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created our world. Children are born through Yisurim. The mother's Chevle Leda. The first foundation of a child's life is mother's screams. And mother screams. Because when a woman is giving birth, it's not only the pain that she feels, it's the pachad movis. She's in danger, it's a life danger. We all know that birth is a pekuach nefesh. This life scream that a mother gives in the early moments of this person's creation, this is the foundation for his life. And as a child grows older, the more we daven for him, the more the mother sheds tears. And tears don't have to be wet tears. Tears can be dry tears. We know the tears doesn't mean some people have easy tears, some people have hard tears. Has no shaykhus. But the more tefillahs, this is the foundation of a person's life. This is what brings, this is what keeps us going. Years of kedusha, years of a bachur in yeshiva. It's the foundation, how much we daven for our children. Maybe I shouldn't end with this message. We are good parents. We're trying to be good parents. One of the things which we're not yoytzi dei choyva is davening for our children. Why do we have to wait for such tight situations? Why do we have to wait for that report card? Till we give that krecht. Why do we have to wait for that telephone from that principal until we finally go to Hashem? We're not yoytzi dei choyv. Just like a person is essentially mechuyev to support his children, to give them the needs, what a child needs for his growth, for his health, for his happiness, for his future greatness, he needs clothes, he needs food, he needs tears from his father, he needs tears of his mother. Besides, he needs tears of his mother and tears of his father. This is the basics of a person's growth. We know, we were told way back, how many tefillahs, how many bakoshas, how much tears was a person soaked with until he reached his greatness. The Mama's Lichtbenchen. So much greatness in the Mama's Lichtbenchen. This is one of the things that our generation is so lacking. Again, tears don't have to be wet tears. But we, when we learn with our children, I just want to tell a little story. This is what I'm saying now. You know who I learned from? And this, I will conclude with this. Right after I was married, one of my new aunts, my wife's aunts, I lived in Yerushalayim, and she asked me to learn with, she had a son learning across the street from me in a yeshiva. A shvach yengel. Would you learn with him a half an hour a day? I had no brayer. It was my new aunt. It wasn't my aunt, my wife's aunt. I had no brayer. I said, all right. I learned with him for a while. I think it was a year later. She exclaimed to me, just derech agav. She says, why did I ask you to learn with him? You think I have no one to ask you? Why did I ask you to learn with him? I wanted you to learn with him. And you'll see that he's weak. And you'll daven. That's what I meant. I meant you should daven. I didn't mean you should learn with him. It's extremely important for us to know Rabbi Yisrael. And I'm talking about this side of the mechitza. A Rebbe in Cheder. An essential choiv. I feel as his duty as Rebbe is to teach the children and to care about them and to daven for them. A shvacha kint that you don't remember Shema Kuleinu, you're a shvacha Rebbe. Because the essence of a person's growth is Torah and Tefillah. Parents, rabbeim, teachers, this is our chore. Torah and Tefillah is a shidduch. Torah without Tefillah is a plaga gufa. Tefillah without Torah is a plaga gufa. Our greatness of Torah is with greatness of Tefillah. We want our children, we teach them Torah, we should daven for them. If we teach in a cheder, we should daven for a shvacha kind. If we teach in Beis Yankif, we should daven for a shvacha little girl. This is part and parcel of our chore. Our shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah and Tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, we should be zeiche to Torah and to Tefillah and to everything Hashem wants from us.
The Torah lecture that you just heard is dedicated to the memory of Rav Shimshon David ben Rav Chaim Avram Pinkus Atzal, his wife Chaya Mindel Aleiha Shalom, and his daughter Miriam Aleiha Shalom, who were together tragically taken from us in a fatal car accident on Yud Beis Nissan Tov Shin Samach Aleph. Rabbi Shimshon Pinkus Atzal was one of the founders of Shel Heves. He shared his Torah wisdom with us for 16 years and participated in close to 100 Shel Heves weekend seminars and in many, many more lectures. His potent messages passed on to his listeners his strong and serving bond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his enthusiasm in Kiyum and Kedushas HaMitzvahs and Kedushas HaZmanim. His words brought individuals close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and his pure Torah Hashkafa, so beautifully presented, instilled Yiddish character and true Torah values into Jewish homes that will be sensed and still in generations to come. We are grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the schus of having recorded all his lectures to share with Klal Yisrael. His words will live on and continue to inspire us and bring us closer to Hashem by serving Him better. It is our fervent tefillah that any steps of growth acquired from this lecture to be a schus for his aliyus neshama, Harav Shimshon David ben Harav Chaim Avram Zatzal, and for the aliyus neshama of his wife and daughter Chaim Mindel and Miriam Aleim Ashalim. For additional cassettes, please contact Shel Heves at 718-633-3005 or 718-438-7332. We're located in Borough Park on 1270 48th Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11219.